Vernell, Vernell, Howray. She was born 1-19-35. Today's date is 4/25/2023. Her address is 8614 P as in Paul, A-N-U-R-K-Y Lane in Rosenberg, Texas. Our patient is an 89-year-old woman who's seen today with end-stage dementia, period. In the paragraph, patient resides in a group home, not much known about her family, period. Patient has been having issues recently with her walking. She's no longer able to walk. She looks, she's eating, but she's losing weight. She has muscle wasting in her lower extremity and the temporal region, period. She's more forgetful. She doesn't talk anymore. She babbles, B-A-B-B-L-S. She has difficulty eating. She takes her time, ADL dependent, disoriented, confused, not sleeping. Weight loss, as I mentioned, with yelling and screaming at night, consistent with sundowner syndrome. And, of course, she wears diapers in that she is bowel and bladder incontinent. Allergy, none. Medication, Synthroid 100 microgram once a day, Norvasc 10 milligram once a day, Celexa 20 milligram once a day, Lipitor 20 milligram once a day, Trazodone 50 milligram once a day, Pepcid 20 milligram BID, Aricept 10 milligram once a day. COVID immunization, up-to-date surgery, no recent surgery. Social, has not been a smoker or drinker most of her life. Medical problems, dementia, history of stroke, hypertension. Patient last was hospitalized a year ago with changing mental status and possible TIA versus lacunar, L-A-C-U-N-A-R stroke, and since then her condition has definitely been on the downslope, period. Allergy, none. Review of system essentially the same as above. She has a caregiver named Helen who stays with her, and I've asked her about her condition and her issues at this time at length. Her blood pressure is 110 over 60, pulse is 90, respiration is 18 and febrile, heart pulses, small pulses are stiff, lungs feel ronca, otherwise clear, abdomen is soft but scaphoid, neck shows no JVD, skin shows decreased turgor, or mucosa is dry, neurological non-focal. Assessment number one, here we have 89-year-old woman with history of dementia. The dementia has definitely worsened since a year ago where patient was seen in the emergency room and hospitalized for observation for possible lacunar infarct and or stroke, period. In the paragraph, since then she's been at a high risk of fall with weight loss, muscle wasting, protein, calorie, malnutrition, ADL dependency, appetite diminished. Even though she eats, she's losing weight because she's not able to assimilate the food that she's taking. Increased confusion, sundowner syndrome, difficulty sleeping at night. All these symptoms are consistent with worsening dementia, and patient is now a candidate for hospice care, period. In the paragraph, most likely she has less than 6 months to live on hospice at this time and meets the criteria for hospice admission. Thank you.